producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Doc Dolly, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, you know, I know I'm supposed to talk about something medical, let me just open with, I'm getting this big, really big beef. I don't like to say big beef because I kind of like beef, but I got a beef, maybe not a big beef. Yeah, it's a big beef. Big beef, beef, biff, beef, small beef. Okay, I got a tiny beef. what's happening with Santa Claus? Can't stand it when I see these articles talking about how Santa Claus is not appearing to be the best role model for kids because of his health stature in terms of being overweight, having a pipe, and they're starting to politically correctize him so much that, he's going to be later unrecognizable. And I can't stand seeing something from our youth. And I'm Jewish. Okay, but I love Santa. I believed in Santa years ago. I asked my mom, what's the story with Santa? And, I knew a lot of the stories and the songs, et cetera. But, she's like, for the kids, he comes and Jewish kids celebrate Hanukkah, so he doesn't have to come to our house, but he goes down the chimney, and I go, but, we live in Phoenix, Arizona. We don't have fireplaces here. You're in an apartment. You don't have a fireplace in the apartment. She's like, he comes in the front door. And, she would, help perpetuate the Santa Claus story for us. Oh, if there's any kids listening, Santa Claus is real. Okay, I mean, perpetuate the legend. We're talking about the old legend, okay? Yeah, Santa Claus is real. Ooh, gotta be careful with that. Some of you guys have kids in the car. And, I loved it. There was just something just so, it makes you smile. You think of Santa Claus and it makes you smile. Well, why? Because he's got that big white flowing beard. He's older like Grandpa and everybody loved Grandpa. Well, one of my grandpas, he was real snarky and grumpy because he was an ex-football player and had so much gouty arthritis and he was kind of, grumpy, but still loved Grandpa. Okay, who doesn't love Grandpa? So he's got that Grandpa look. He's got the big flowing white beard that you just want to kind of play with and snuggle up to because, he's warm. He's got a pipe in his mouth and he's got a big comfortable belly. And the reason why people like Santa Claus is because he's snuggly. Well, my fear is they're going to want to make Santa Claus a non-smoker, which is what they're already doing. You don't see the pipe. You don't see him, chewing and having a pipe. You don't see the ring of smoke or the wreath of smoke over his head anymore. They want to make him skinny, and less prone to diabetes. And then I think they want to also make him gluten-free. I don't know what they're, come on. I'm seeing articles go, look, teach the kids to leave non-fat milk. What? And some carrot sticks for Santa. Are you kidding me? Non-fat milk and carrot sticks for Santa? Talk about getting a lump of coal in your stocking. I mean, please. Come on. This is ridiculous. But I got to tell you something. I like history and I always like, researching, old things and transformations of things. And so I found this really, really cool article from publicdomainreview.org on a pictorial history of Santa Claus. And Santa Claus wasn't always chubby. So if they do bring Santa Claus skinnier again, and having him shave, have a BMI under 30, because I think that's like the next call to action, get Santa Claus's BMI down, which I think is ridiculous. He's Santa Claus. Let him do whatever the heck he wants. But Santa Claus may have sleep apnea. Please. All right? He's not falling asleep when he's giving everybody their presents. You don't have to worry about the sleep apnea. Mrs. Claus can handle the CPAP machine. It's fine. Let him do whatever the hell he wants to do. He's Santa. But very interesting, the oldest pictures of Santa Claus, or where we got modern-day Santa Claus, very skinny. Okay, so Santa Claus comes from Dutch, named Saint Nicholas or Sinterklaas, which is an abbreviation for Saint Nicholas. All right, and I guess Nicholas was a historic 4th century Greek saint. Okay, from an area now in modern Turkey, according to publicdomainreview.com. You guys may know the history of Santa Claus better than I, so please pipe in. Who had a reputation for secret gift-giving. This is 13th century. So he put coins in the shoes left out for him. He was famous for presenting the 3 impoverished daughters of a pious Christian with dowries so that they would not have to become prostitutes. That's interesting. You know, from where we now hear the modern Santa Claus story, you know, he would prevent women from becoming prostitutes. Pretty cool. All right. Then they go on to talking about, there's a lot of history. I hope I have time to go through it. The Dutch form of Sinterklaas had a staff. He would ride above rooftops on a large white horse and have these mischievous helpers who would listen at chimneys to find out whether kids were being bad or good. Kind of like the NSA. And then I guess these features linked them to the legend of Odin, which is a god who was worshipped among the Germanic people in North and Western Europe prior to Christianity. So, you know, it's very, very interesting to see this history. And he was skinny. 17th century, slim as well. He had the white beard. He looked like a king. He was known as Father Christmas or Old Father Christmas or Sir Christmas or Lord Christmas. And, you know, Old English had he would bear gifts. He had the spirit of good cheer. Everybody liked him. And he was kind of slim. By 1810, they started to give him a little bit more, you know, beef. Okay, you know, to his muscles. Let me see. I'm trying to see where he starts to look more modern day. For example, 1864, they have him in a suit with a sack of toys. Okay, this was back in 1864, but it could be different colors. It wasn't necessarily red. It could be a yellow suit. By 1868, you have Santa Claus in a red suit, but he kind of had a green hat. He had reindeer, and he was a little overweight, a big beard. Norman Rockwell started to give us the image of our modern-day Santa with the white, you know, beard and the red hat and the red clothes and looking more jolly. And then I guess, early 1900s, it really hasn't changed much until now when we try to, you know, make them vegan and pescatarian and, you know, do everything else. And mind you, I think, you know, being pescatarian is great. But, you know, we like the nostalgia. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Dr. Dahlia 24-7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3713. No apps, no data, no internet needed. And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3713. Now you can listen to Dr. Dahlia when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Dahlia 24-7 listen line number today. 605-477-3713. Got it? Call 605-477-3713.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Attention, hardworking Americans over the age of 50. If you have basic computer skills, then you may qualify to earn a second income working from home. Income potential is up to $18 per hour. If you have customer service experience or other marketable skills, your income could be higher. The good news is, you will not be alone in this new career, because you'll be joining 53 million Americans working from home in this growing industry. And growing it is. If you have basic computer skills and would like to earn a second income from home, a new free report can give you all the information you need to get started. Again, the report is free, and you can receive it in minutes. All you have to do is visit RealCashSecrets.com. That's RealCashSecrets.com. To receive your free report, just visit RealCashSecrets.com. But hurry, because this free offer could be discontinued. So go to RealCashSecrets.com. That's RealCashSecrets.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
On the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to John, who was working the dials. And a big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. I know a lot of you guys have Christmas parties this weekend and later this week. Okay, big holiday time, awesome time. We had our Beasley Broadcasting Christmas party last night. I'm not fired, so apparently whatever I said to everybody was still, I guess, within, you know, the limits of what were set, what was set, you know. Of course, you make fun of the bosses and you, you know, be as obnoxious as possible. It's the one time a year you can get away with that. I've, throughout the week, giving you all pointers on what to do and what not to do during an office Christmas party. I violated most of them. Like, I talked about work. Of course I talked about work. You know, you don't see some of these people for a year. You're going to want to, you know, vomit everything you needed to tell them throughout the year out on a Christmas party when they're not going to remember. But it was great. I'm really, really honored that one of my affiliates invites me to their Christmas party. Hope that I still get to be on the air come Monday morning. Now I'm trying to think back, going, okay, what did I say? How did I say it? I mean, I'm looking at the pictures on Facebook. Don't you guys ever worry? You're like, okay, it's the next day. What is on Facebook and social media? And you look and you go, no, not that picture. Wait, why? Well, I was, you know, photobombing in the background and oh, no. Okay, but so far, so good. I think we're okay. A lot of you guys are all gibberish and giddy and, you know, about Star Wars and wanting to, you know, give us spoiler alerts. Okay, I haven't seen it. And I'm thinking that you guys are really overhyping it just a little bit too much, and I don't want you to do that because I don't want to be disappointed. I live in Las Vegas, Nevada, and we have a great theater in town. It's called Galaxy Theaters, but it looks like most of the seats are taken, you know, for the weekend, so I'm probably not going to get to see it till next weekend. So I need all of you guys to just shut the hell up. But, it bothers me that there's all this buzz about people and their spoiler alerts, you know, telling people, you know, I guess telling the scoop. I mean, how many new surprises can there be? Usually in a Star Wars movie, there's the good guys and there's the bad guys. Usually there's some sort of cliffhanger. Okay, because you want to be hooked for the next movie. There's a lot of spaceships going pew, 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 pew. Okay, there's usually some love affair, and two people are related. I mean, in Star Wars, the love affair almost is among the two people related in the beginning, right? The Luke Skywalker and Princess Leia, which I thought was very bold of them, okay, with the, you know, kissy on the lips thing we saw, because sisters and brothers usually don't do that. You know, when she was trying to make Han Solo all jealous. So I'm guessing that barring any incest, there's going to be some relationship and there's going to be some realization that somebody is related to somebody else. Other than that, and I know some of you guys are giggling, maybe it's bigger than that, but if that's really all it is, you know, cut back on the hype, okay? Because for those of us that haven't seen it, would like to have a little bit of surprise. Okay, I mean, you know, when Breaking Bad occurred and everybody was talking about Walter White and what happened in the end, you know, I'm like, stop it. Some of us still haven't watched it. So, you know, just kind of keep it to yourselves. All right, you know, pipe down. You know, I was talking about Santa in the first segment. What? Oh, I do? Oh, okay, hold on a second. All right, 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOCDALLY. We got Terry on the line. Hey, Terry, how you doing?
Don't give us any.
Don't talk about Star Wars, okay? Don't give us any spoilers.
I've never seen it.
Oh, none of them?
I have never seen any one of those movies.
Well, you know what? You're not missing much because Han Solo, he keeps his shirt on in all of them, so you're not missing much. It's okay.
But anyway, I wanted to say Happy Hanukkah and Merry Christmas to you and your family.
Merry Christmas, honey. It's a beautiful time. And by the way, can you tell everybody to not blame the Jews for quote-unquote happy holidays? We Jews love the whole Christmas season.
Hey, it's not us. And being a New Yorker, you know how close that is to my heart.
Well, I'm not a New Yorker, but everybody thinks I'm from New York.
Yes, I know. I know.
I can't afford to live in New York. Yeah. Terry, you're such a sweetheart.
My granddaughter is going to be moving there, Nick, in January. She's been picked up by one of the major networks. I'm not going to tell you which one on the air.
Wow. Okay, you keep me posted. That is awesome.
All right.
Okay, but wait a second. If it's for the next Star Wars franchise, you better than do your homework, okay?
All right. Okay, I will. I'll keep you posted in 2016.
All right. Have a good year and a blessed one.
All righty, honey. Okay.
All right, Terry. I love you too. Bye. 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOCDALLY. I know I'm supposed to be talking about medical stuff, but I just want to say something. And this could all relate to psychology, okay? If we could just kind of, you know, all right? A lot of us like a little piece of our childhood. We like to have that little remembrance, you know? And Star Wars, right, or Santa Claus or whatever, brings us back to our childhood. You know, it was in the 70s, so I don't know how old I was. I think it was 6, 7 when it first came out. Thought it was the coolest thing ever. And so bravo to Star Wars for taking you back nostalgically to the past. From what I understand, not only does it keep it current, but it brings you back a little bit to the past. And that's the other thing I want to say about, you know, Santa. All right, however we envision Santa as kids, okay, you know, please allow that to still be. We were talking also this week about the in-laws and families getting together and how stressful it is. I mean, yeah, it's fun, but how stressful it is around the holiday time. And I guess it was an actual study, an actual, you know, medical study or a psychiatric report on how to deal with the in-laws and the mother-in-law. Because it's something we don't talk about. We all talk about the shopping and the elves and the chocolate and the candy and the Santa reindeer and all the fun. But, you know, for many people, this is an extremely stressful time. I can't tell you how many patients I see with blood pressure issues or anxiety issues or, you know what, he's drinking more now. Why? Well, my mom came into town. You know, this and you know, Christmas time is a much larger time, much bigger time of the year for people with heart attack, stroke. It's a serious time for us. You know, you have to travel. Are you excited about traveling? No. Well, where are you going? You're going on vacation. No, we're not. You know, we're going to the family. So, you know, we don't talk about that. I try to talk about that because, you know, I want you guys to be able to, you know, air your, you know, grievances and be able to, you know, express what can't be expressed usually in a household setting. And I gave you guys tips on how to make, you know, Christmas time, Hanukkah time, oh, Hanukkah's over now, but the holiday time a little easier. It's very difficult to, you know, stay in somebody else's house for however long a time. And once things start to go a little sour, having that awkwardness, awkward or tension, it's not fun. And seeing the family shouldn't be like that. So you have to know your boundaries, both sides, okay? Mother-in-laws should have their boundaries, okay? If this is yours and your wife's time, this is yours and your wife's, you know, holiday, and you guys are now the nucleus, yeah, you have, you know, all family coming in, and, you know, but, you know, you're the nucleus. And what I suggest to anybody that has a bunch of families coming together with different ways where Christmas should be celebrated, et cetera, is I would recommend that everybody brings a piece that they want to contribute to their holiday. You know, it was very difficult for me to always go to the family, and it didn't matter what I brought up. You know, the holiday was hijacked by whoever was hosting it. And yeah, that's nice, and they think they're doing us a favor hosting, but I would rather host so I get to have a Dr. Dahlia holiday. You know, Dr. Dahlia holiday is a bunch of people running around with their tongues hanging out and all googly-eyed and chocolate all over the place and people, you know, people spilling things. Okay, that, you know, I mean, you know, something that I can, you know, call my own. I can own. I can have some, you know, character to some of my personality in. So, you know, if you guys want something on a Christmas tree, an ornament that brings back your past, bring it. If there's a dish that you want to have a part of it, then bring that. If there's a song, if there's a tradition, a picture. Many of you guys like to take pictures where everybody is on the same side of everybody else, you know, as the years go. I think that's a beautiful tradition. But allow, for those of you hosting, allow people to bring a little bit of their own. Okay? I mean, next door neighbor, he could butt the hell out. But, you know, in terms of family, because it does get stressful for people. And, you know, this is their Christmas time. And, you know, you have to honor that. Yeah, it's cool you're hosting. And many people don't want to do the dishes. They don't want to host. But they definitely want their kids to experience Christmas their way. And I see so many families go, look, we're always at the mother-in-law's house. And, you know, when do we get to start our own family traditions? This is the Jones family now. You know, why can't we have a Jones Christmas? I've also seen a lot of people feeling forced to celebrate two, you know, holidays. And it's we don't need that stress. It doesn't have to happen that way. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Speak.
All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Removing bad taste and odor from your drinking water is easy. Removing the bad stuff you don't taste is what ProPure does best. Water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure countertop, inline gravity, and household water filtration products. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Did you know that home break-ins increase more than 100% during the holidays? It takes just 10 seconds for an intruder to kick in your door. But police response to a home alarm system is more than 20 minutes. And intruders are in and out of your home in 5 minutes. Thieves know that you're not home and have presence inside just waiting to be taken. And if you are home, how safe will you feel with an intruder lurking inside with your family? That's why police across the country are recommending you use Door Armor. Proven to withstand the force of a battering ram, Door Armor keeps intruders out. It's easy to install and barely visible, and your Door Armor is guaranteed for life. Go to InvasionStopper.com for a very special buy one, get one at half off deal. These savings are for a limited time and only available to GCN listeners. Protect your valuables and loved ones this holiday season. Go to InvasionStopper.com now. That's InvasionStopper.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. Ryan writes, this is interesting, okay? The subject line is, so now what? He goes, the exchange is closed and I couldn't afford their hiked up prices anyhow. I have high blood pressure and diabetes. What is my game plan for healthcare this year without insurance? He kind of goes into, you know, telling me his numbers and, you know, what he's on, the medications he's on. But I don't have to go into that with you guys, but I like the topic of, all right, for those of you who were able to sign up on the health exchange, great, you did. Congratulations. I hope you found something. I hope you got some discounts. All right. For those of us that went on there and either didn't qualify for the discount or the discount wasn't much, we skipped it. I logged on there maybe once for a total of 5 minutes and left really disappointed. And so I you know, I'm not sure what's happening with my current health insurance, but I'm just done. I'm so done. I don't even know how to put that into, you know, safe words for the radio. I, you know, feel like I'm being taken. I think the amount of money my family has to spend on health insurance when we're relatively healthy, you know, there's no reason why we should be spending about $1,000 a month, and there's no reason why there should be $15,000 deductibles, but that's the way the situation is. And I think a lot of us are saying we're not going to be suckers, and we're just not going to buy the health insurance. Now, I'm wondering if that's the attitude we need to have. You know, it's to me, I guess, illogical to have a company that's the middleman, like insurance, to sit there and negotiate your rates when the insurance is sometimes more expensive than what your medical costs can be. I mean, there's doctors out there that'll see you under $100. Well, if you're a diabetic here, like he is, and, you know, he needs to check in every 3 months, and he could get in with the doctor for $100 or $150, that's a heck of a lot cheaper than $1,000 a month. Okay, same thing with the medication. Some of the medications he's talking about is metformin and his glyburide. Those are generic. You could get those very inexpensively at Sam's Club, Costco, Walgreens. So financially, he could probably see doctors throughout the year. Everything is fine until there's an emergency. All right, has he been screened for heart disease? What happens if he has a heart attack? What happens if he has a mass? What happens if he needs surgery? All right, you know, then that's where it gets sticky. So, you know, a lot of you have been going back and forth. Well, look, if I save $1,000 a month, that's $12,000 in the bank. Well, that's true, but how many of you did that last year? Did you take the money that you would have paid in premiums on the exchange or to the insurance company and threw that into a bank? No. We just said to ourselves, man, you know, I'm saving this much money, but if that money's in the bank, it's going to your rent, it's going to your mortgage, it's going to your car payment, your car insurance, etc. So then what is your game plan when you don't have insurance? Now, I know my show is national, but I live in Las Vegas, Nevada, and so we do have some community health clinics, which I think are excellent. You know, the care you can get there is excellent. I understand that there can be long lines, and, you know, for those of you that have had experiences that want to share, I'd love to hear 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. But I want to have a practical plan for you guys. Okay, so like, for example, the big mistake many of you make, and you're making it now, all right, because it's the end of December, is you're waiting to the last minute to try to get in with the doctor. You heard what's happening in California, Southern California, where there's a discrimination suit. As, I don't know if it's the ACLU getting involved, but apparently a lot of Latinos that have Medi-Cal aren't getting in with the doctor in time. There's not enough doctors that take the Medi-Cal, which is kind of their equivalent to Medicaid. And so it's very, very difficult to get in with a provider, and there's long lines and wait lists, etc. So you need to get on that wait list or get in that line early. So if you're going to be, you know, running out of your medications in February, make your appointment now. Okay? You need to think ahead. If you're going to be out of your medicine in June, I would call and set up an appointment for February, March. Okay? I mean, things are different now. Okay? If there's a way where they could give you more medication, if the cost of a prescription twice a day is the same cost of a prescription once a day, and, you know, you put in writing, look, I won't take it twice a day, but if you write me the twice a day, I'm able to get more pills, so it'll last me longer. All right, great. I don't really like to tell people to crack medicine in half, because sometimes they don't do it correctly, and some medications can't be cut in half. But, you know, some of these prescriptions, you can take it twice a day, three times a day, and it's the same price as once a day. Maybe talk to your provider about that. Some of you guys are on brand name medications. And brand name medications, there's a lot of pharmaceutical coupons and discounts and incentives out there because they want you on their pharmaceutical. Remember, the pharmaceutical company, all right, they need to make money on their medication. Okay, they are going into Obamacare just as you are. And many of them are very disappointed in that they can't sell the drug that they just spent millions and millions of dollars to make. So they need to sell it. All right, and they will discount it considerably, you know, for you to get it. There's also certain cash programs where if you don't have insurance, there's a way for, you know, you to purchase it, and there's certain incentives for you to purchase their drug. So, there's a lot of things out there. It just is going to take time. And then if you couldn't find anything on the exchange that was worthy, all right, of you buying, still look at some of the state-funded programs. There are state-funded programs out there. Now, you know, negotiation is still one of the rare things you could do at many doctor's offices. It's difficult when the doctor's office or the medical office is already offering, you know, their quote-unquote bargain basement price, all right, because most of the time what they do is they discount when insurance doesn't pay. You're stuck with the $300 office visit, and then they discount it down to $100. So, you know, depending on you know, what price you're given, it's always worth asking. It's always worth asking if you could do a payment plan, okay? Now, I mean, many of your hospital bills don't have to be paid all at once. You could say, look, so you don't send me to collections, I would like to set up a payment plan. Now, I have many patients who are telling me that their hospitals are sending them to collections quicker than they have a chance to offer a payment plan. And one of my patients said, I told him, go for it. Go, just, you know, fine, ruin my credit, I don't care. And I don't like that. I don't like seeing that, because that just raises the price for the next patient. The more these hospitals have to take hits, the more the next consumer has to pay. And because, again, I mean, you have a bottom line, and that bottom line has to be met. Right? And salaries have to be paid, and air conditioning bills, and, you know, supplies have to be bought. So, you know, you tell a hospital, fine, go take me to collections, and they try to collect on you. There's a way to work around. But I do find that interesting that you're trying to offer a payment plan, and many of the hospitals won't allow it. Now, I've had patients on payment plans. They're really good the first month or two, and then a lot of times they do lose interest. So maybe some of these hospitals are seeing, you know, 3 months ahead, going, look, we don't have time for this. It costs money every time you send a statement. It costs money every time you process a bill. Let's just be done with it. But it's just a negative environment right now. And so if you don't have insurance, you need to plan ahead. And you need to look at the year. You need to look at your March, your June, your September, your December. If you're always prone to getting sick in the flu, then get the flu shot. All right. If you're always prone to a bronchitis or some sort of an infection, and you want to make sure that you can get an antibiotic without waiting 3-4 weeks, talk to your doctor when you're healthy about what you could have just in case. Make sure you give them every reassurance that you will not take the medication if it's viral. And if you don't know, get in. Look at some of the telemedicine doctors that are out there. That may be a little cheaper. And then, for the education aspect, it doesn't hurt to go in and listen when the wife is going into the doctor with diabetes. You know, many of you will, the wife will come in, I'll give the whole big diabetes talk, and then 1 week later, you come in. All right, well, I got to do the whole entire talk, but if I'm busy that day, it's not as good a talk as your wife got. All right, so, you know, sometimes you can double up on the visit. You may not get a prescription, but the education part you could get when your family member comes. So these are things to think about. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So requests to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook, Supernatural Silver.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
She's alive. She's alive. Alive.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, one thing I want to announce to you guys is, you know, many of you, you come up with a New Year's resolution that you're going to quit smoking. Remember, we got New Year's coming up. I know everybody's all excited about Christmas and the holidays, and I don't blame you. I'm really excited, too. But we are probably just days away from coming up with our New Year's resolutions that we hate doing. I can't stand doing New Year's resolutions. Yeah, I know some of you guys really get all into it. I can't stand it. You know, because most of my New Year's resolution centers around weight and eating less carbs and being nicer to my family and trying to do a better radio show. I mean, that all takes a lot of work. Okay? Well, for those of you that are making a New Year's resolution to quit smoking, I thought it would help to help you out. And we came up with this New Year, New Lung program, where we combine forces with the American Lung Association, Steinberg Diagnostic Medical Imaging, who's in my neck of the woods, and Southern Nevada Health District to come up with a program to help you guys quit smoking. Now, many of them already have programs in place, but to combine all our efforts all together, you know, maybe you want to get a CAT scan to make sure you don't have any lung cancer. Maybe you want some cheerleading by Dr. Dahlia. But we've come up with a free program, and we'll have more details as it progresses. But what we're doing right now is we're trying to get whoever is interested in starting this already on our list so we could contact you what we're going to be doing in the first of the year. And it's really exciting stuff. So for those of you interested, go to drdahlia.com. drdahlia.com. All right. And email us your name, phone number, or just your email, however you want to be contacted. And the best time to contact you, if it's email, then it doesn't matter. Okay. We'll just, you know, contact you with an email. And I think this is going to be really, really good, because here's the thing. Okay. You know, you could say, all right, I'm going to quit smoking. Say, I'm quitting smoking. I'm good. I'm done. That's it. But, you know, how do you stay off smoking? It's really difficult. One of your buddies starts to smoke, or, you know, again, the family still stays over and you're stressed, or work changes. A lot of you guys are having work changes first of January. I see it. I see the stress. So you need as much support as possible, and why not get the community involved? Now, for those of you guys that don't live in Las Vegas, Nevada, I'm going to be working with your health departments and your local American Lung Association, hopefully as well, to make sure you guys get as many resources as possible. You know what? Some of these resources, you know, you could get free nicotine patches and, you know, Chantix and things like that. So depending on where you live, there's some really cool stuff. So we're going to have an organized program for you guys, and email me at drdahlia.com. Tell me what city you live in, and I'm going to get you the help you need. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So this is interesting. Fox News has the 10 biggest lessons we learned about our health in 2015. We're not at the point to start doing the New Year's countdown, but I thought this would be a real nice way to kind of wrap up some of this year's health stories. And one was, we learned that, you know, most of us drink more than we should. And too many of us drink too much alcohol. This week, we heard, you know, they were talking about how binge drinking, can easily damage the liver more than we think. Where a woman drinking 4 drinks in less than 2 hours, or a man drinking 5 drinks in less than 2 hours, which happens many times when you guys are watching the game or, you know, going to a Christmas party, etc., can cause such liver damage that, you know, some people just can't recover. I'm not talking just one binge. These are people that, you know, drink casually throughout the, throughout the week, and then all of a sudden they binge drink. And a lot of us, we just drink too much. And so there was a study published in February that found that some of the quote-unquote health benefits of moderate alcohol drinking may be overblown. And another study in August reported that even one drink a day could cause a woman to have increased breast cancer. Of course, no drinking when you're pregnant. So we have a lot of alcohol studies this year. Some of you are still confused. All right, I had a patient this week saying the heart doctor said that he's got to drink some alcohol. Yes, we do see some protective benefits with alcohol, but not for everybody. And we do know that alcohol drinking could be linked to cancer. So I would say talk to your medical provider, and again, everything in moderation. Another thing we learned this year is that vaccines are still safe. Okay? We don't have vaccine autism scientific links. Okay? But one thing I am very proud of is that the conversation is still there and people are, you know, there are research studies going on to look at I guess, possibilities of reactions. You know, we found out that Guillain-Barré should not be a cause of getting a flu shot, but they're still studying it. So the fact that it is still being studied, but we could put a lot of minds at ease where these studies are coming out saying, look, they're not causing autism. They're still safe. These babies are in good hands. I understand a lot of you guys are scared, but so far vaccines are safe. Safe. More news on sitting. And now the more you sit, the worse it is. All right. By the way, we also got studies this year on sleeping too much. Okay. It's one thing to not sleep enough, but there were studies talking about sleeping too much could put you at risk of diabetes and even early death. But sitting is now the new smoking. And so a lot of studies this year talked about how sitting was related to hospitalization, heart disease, and cancer. Now, they say just 2 minutes of walking every hour can reverse some of sitting's harmful effects. So for many of you guys that work and you sit at a desk all day long, what I want you to do is 5 minutes at the end of every hour, get up, all right, walk around the, you know, the office, and then sit back down. I mean, depending on what your breaks allow, and try to get some walking every single hour. Another thing we learned this year is food safety we can't take for granted. Before what happened with Chipotle having to close 43 of its locations, what we saw going on with chicken salad and, you know, certain, brands of ice cream, etc. There was a lot of news on outbreaks. And maybe it's because, you know, we're catching it more and we're publicizing it more. But, you know, we had our good share of outbreaks. And so I think we learned that, you know, eating out could have its risks. And we talked a lot about how to cook your food and prepare it and to be safe. Another thing we learned is smartphones are more dangerous than sharks, okay? Apparently, more people are dying while attempting to take selfie photos than from swimming in shark-infested waters, all right? You also have a lot of people getting into accidents because they're on their smartphone and they're not seeing the car come up behind them. So I think many of us need to realize that our smartphones could be the death of us and to be careful. Breastfeeding still beneficial. There's been some discussion on medications and on what, you know, can be passed, you know, through breast milk. They're still researching it. You know, a lot of medications that are safe in pregnancy may not be safe in breast milk, but we still know that breastfeeding is still one of the best things to do for a baby. We also found out that coffee is really, really good for us. Just a couple days ago, a study came out saying those of you that drink coffee every day are less likely to die than those of us that don't drink coffee. And for those that drink 5 cups of coffee a day, even decaf, you appear to have an increased risk of longer life or increased chance of longer life. So coffee, including decaf, we're finding that seems to help. Okay? Let me see. What else did we find? Another big story this year was the contact sports. You know, they found that wrestling is still one of the most dangerous sports out there. But these injuries that are happening with football players and soccer players and head injuries is something that has prompted a lot of research, including a movie by Will Smith. And so they say a study back in January on former NFL players found that those who began playing tackle football before age 12 faced a higher risk of memory and thinking problems as adults. And another study published in September found that 96% of deceased NFL players tested positive for chronic traumatic encephalopathy, which is degenerative brain disease. So I think we learned this year that we need to be careful, okay, when it comes to football and sports. In fact, one of the governing bodies for U.S. soccer issued new guidelines saying that players under 10 are not allowed to head the ball. All right, guys, have a great rest of the day. Be well.
Hang me down, little white church. Hang me down,
hang me down.
You gotta hang me down,
hang me down,
hang me down, little white church.
Hang me down, little white church.
Hang me down, little white church.
911, what is your emergency?
There's somebody in my house. Hurry, please.
A home break-in happens every 22 seconds. Homes without a security system are up to 3 times more vulnerable to a burglary. That's why they're SimpliSafe. In an emergency, our advanced wireless technology alerts police up to 10 times faster, and your connection to emergency services can't be cut because SimpliSafe doesn't rely on landlines. SimpliSafe costs less than half what traditional companies charge, just $14.99 a month, and there's no commitment to an annual contract. Protect your family with the highest caliber security. Go now to SimpliSafeDefense.com and get 10% off with free shipping and a 3-year warranty. Hurry, and you'll also receive a keychain remote worth $25. Try SimpliSafe for a full 60 days. You'll feel confident that your family is safe or your money back. Go to SimpliSafeDefense.com right now. SimpliSafeDefense.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.